Fighters, I'm going to dig in today with the understanding that you've already handled all the legal business setup stuff for your new construction company. You know, you set up your LLC or your S Corp or whatever, you know, you were advised to do by your CPA and attorney. You've got a bank account. You've got the appropriate licensing, blah, 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 all that stuff. Let's push that aside. And I want to dig in here today about a few things that I believe you should do immediately if you're not already doing it, if you just started your construction business. Number one, guys, and this is key. It is so key. So many people blow it off. Want to know what it is? Here it is. Get your damn mind right of what's required to you now that you own a business. All right. Your job, number one, as a business owner is to meet a need, right? Because if you can't meet a need, you don't have a business. And part two of number one, so that's 1A and 1B, I guess that would be, not part two of part one. You know what I mean? All right. Meet a need and get paid enough to make a profit. That's it. That is your top job as a business owner. Okay. And you need to get your mind right that it is good. It is right to make as much money as you can possibly make, because the goal is to stay in business and keep meeting needs. The goal is to not run a charity unless you want to go. If you want to run a charity, then go start a damn charity. All right. Too many contractors are barely making it because they don't embrace the mindset around it's important to make money. Don't mess with the money. It's a huge mistake. Pay attention here. It's a huge mistake to believe that you don't deserve to make more money. All right. You have this desire to be fair to your clients. Okay. And I get that. I want to be fair and I don't want to piss people off. All right. And, you know, there's a lot of head trash and a lot of BS in the world that if you're making money as a contractor, you must be ripping off your clients. Guys, that's bullshit. All right. It is bullshit. It's cost so much money to run a proper business. If you're just starting right now, what's coming for you are going to be things like training your team and recruiting. All right. Callbacks, warranty work, and reinvesting into marketing, having enough where you don't have to go do stupid payday loans to pay your guys and then rack up $1 million worth of debt in 3 or 4 years. Because I've seen this happen over and over because the money mindset is jacked from day one. So guys, get your mind right that it's okay to make a lot of money. We have a ton of content here in the fight around that. So I ain't going to beat that up anymore. Number two thing you should do right now, just started a business. Number two is build confidence in your numbers. You must become a numbers expert in your business. Your numbers. Mind your business. Don't mind anyone else's business. Don't worry about what the going rate is. Don't worry about what your competitors are charging. You focus on you and your numbers. Now, being new, you might not think that you have a lot to go on as far as the numbers. Like your brand new business, you're like, a lot of guys are like, I don't have any overhead. Well, you do have overhead, okay? And overhead is, and we did a video, maybe we could put a card here or something. I don't know, put a thing right here. Cause we just did a thing on what is business, what's your overhead. All right. So just watch that fucking thing. All right. So guys, reverse engineer your income from day one. Okay. So it is an example here. If you need $5,000 for your home bills, nothing business, just home. Okay. And let's say you need another $3,500 a month to pay the bills in the business. And this is overhead. And when I say the bills, I don't mean what you're paying for materials and field labor and things like that. I'm talking about overhead in the business. All right. You got marketing. You have, you know, a license that you need to pay for, maybe associations that you're in, your cell phone, your truck payment, those types of things. Overhead. So just go watch that video I referenced earlier. All right. So that's $8,500. You got $5,000 on home that you need. But you got to pay yourself for all those bills. And you got $3,500 for the rest of the business bill. So that's total $8,500, which is roughly $100,000+ a year that you need to keep after you produce all the work and pay for all the work that you do. You need to keep that. So I want to encourage you from day one here, build a budget so you have a starting point of what you really need, and you can reverse engineer your goals from that. A lot of y'all are just starting, and I say a lot of y'all, including me, because this is what I did when I started and was a big mistake, is you just go out and you just try to sell work, and you have no clarity around how much you need to sell, why you need to sell it, what your profit needs to be. So create a business budget for yourself. Guys, a huge mistake so many contractors make is not paying attention to the math early on. The math matters. All right. Pay attention to the math. Get confidence in your numbers so you don't get yourself into a financial hole that about 90% of contractors do when they start a business. And then they wake up one day, they're totally stressed about the debt and the anchor of debt that they're carrying around every day because they didn't focus on the math from day one. Remember, what was my first point today? Get your head right about money. Don't mess with the money. Well, build confidence in your numbers. All right. Hey, the fastest way to make more money in your business is to raise your gross profit. That's why I want you to go grab our 50% profit tool for you. It's free. Just go to the link below and grab it. And on your very next project, you will make more money if you do what we tell you to do on there. You'll be just like the other tens of thousands of other contractors who are using this tool right now to change their financial future. Grab it now. Let's go. Number three. Learn to sell. All of the success that you want hinges on your ability to sell your work at the right profit margins consistently. That's it. All right. Does you no good to have a right money mindset and know what your numbers need to be if you can't sell projects? Sales is just like any other skill. It requires commitment. It demands consistency for you to improve and get better. Guys, sales is a skill that you're not born with. Okay. Anyone that tells you like, oh, you have the gift to gab, you could sell anything. They don't know what they're talking about because the gift to gab is actually going to torpedo your fucking sales process because you talk too much. All right. So anyway, there's a lot of sales training programs out there fighting for your attention. And my biggest issue with these, just across the board, is that so many of these programs have this like bro culture, you know, sales training aspect to them, tough guy, blah, blah, blah. All right. And they're missing what I call, what we call here in the fight, the spirit of the conversation. Sales is not about twisting somebody's arm and manipulating them. Sales is showing up with empathy, understanding what's important to the other person, being curious about those things, truly being a great listener with no agenda other than to help the other person. And when you ask the right questions and you have the right tonality and the right spirit behind you, your sales are going to increase at a rapid level. Okay. You're going to see massive results because you're going to be so different than everyone else that just wants to close the deal. All right. Just like I said, that close the deal. So listen, guys, sales is about communication and it's not about the work. All right. This is a big mistake contractors make is you go out there. Yes, you need high quality work. I'm tired of fucking saying that on this channel because you guys message me and go, you never talk about high quality work. That's because that's a given. If I go spend money at a restaurant, I want the fucking food to be good. That's a given. I expect it to be good. What pushes it over the top and makes me come back is the experience. All right. So don't fucking message me about you don't care about quality, Tom. Fuck you. I do. All right. So damn it. I wasn't going to do that. And then I did that. And sometimes shit happens. All right. So sales, you guys, is not going out and telling people how great you are. It's about understanding their needs, uncovering their motive. All right. We've trained thousands of contractors on how to do this properly with the right spirit of the conversation. All right. When you work to be a better communicator, where the other person feels heard and validated and like they're important, your sales are going to go through the roof. All right. That's why on here, I've shared so many stories about GCs going out and selling, you know, $1 million remodeling project at a 50% gross profit, which was, you know, 30, 40, 50% higher than all the other bids. Okay. And a lot of guys are like, can't do that in my area. No, it's because you suck at communicating. You haven't put in like the same amount of effort you put in learning how to build the thing you do or do the trade, the physical thing that you do. Put a little bit of that same effort into being a better communicator in your marketing messaging, the way you do your sales calls, the way you talk to people and communicate, you're going to see your income go through the roof. I promise you that. All right. It's about people and communication, not just the work. Number four, guys, get more eyeballs. Okay. You can't sell unafraid like we teach here in the fight and implement all the things we're talking about with the math and blah, blah, blah. If you don't have enough qualified buyers reaching out to your business consistently, you don't have a business if you don't meet a need and sell. Okay. And you can't sell if you don't have leads. When the phone is silent, we do stupid things. All right. We discount, we sell from a place of desperation. You know, we have what others have called commission breath. All right. And we blow off all the fundamental things of human connection and communication and all those things that are important because we're desperate for the sale. And we're generally desperate for the sale because we don't have enough leads coming in. I totally know what that feels like. But when you have a lot of leads and the phone's ringing, and when I say a lot of leads, like if you're a specialty contractor, painter, flooring guy, something like that, you know, I'm talking like 3 to 5 a day is where you should be shooting for. All right. Now, earlier I talked about knowing your numbers and reverse engineering your goals. All right. So the math will tell you how many leads you need based on some other factors. But I'm telling you guys, you know, if when you have a ton of leads coming in, a lot of relevant eyeballs, you know, ideal clients reaching out to your company, you don't have to sell from a place of desperation. All right. So learn the skills needed to market your business in a way that attracts your ideal clients. Okay. This is huge. One of the biggest mistakes I made in my first couple years of business, all right, was not building and using my database. Okay. This is about eyeballs, right? So I had all these leads come in and I never did anything with them. If they bought from me, they ended up in some folder and I never did anything with them. I didn't market to them. I cost myself about $2 million in my first 2.5-3 years of business, of repeat business, because I didn't create and market to a database. So this is just one way that you can get more eyeballs is build your database. You worked hard to get the phone to ring, take that person's contact information, whether they buy from you or not, and continue to nurture that relationship. Guys, when you start, you probably don't have a lot of money to spend on marketing, nor do you want to waste the money that you do have. This is where social media is your friend. Now, pet peeve alert, here we go. Pet peeve alert. I see so many contractors that don't have anything about their business on their personal profiles, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is. And you guys feed me this line of bullshit that I want to keep business and life separate. You're not a big corporation. You're Bob the Builder. That was funny, Bob the Builder. All right. You're, you know, Pete the Painter. You're, you know, Tom the Tile Guy, whatever the hell you are. All right. You're not a big corporation. Like it or not, you are the brand of your business. And I'm blown away by just some of you guys are fighting social media. Stop fighting it. I could tell story after story after story of people that have quadrupled their profits in their business in 3 to 4 months because they simply go on their personal profiles on social media and talk about their business and the values that they have. And they tell stories and do project profiles and, you know, things like that. Okay. Guys, social media is your friend. Quit being a douchebag about this. All right. Especially you old guys who are like, well, back in my day, you know, it was the yellow pages and I'm, you know, and it's just word of mouth. And, but yeah, social media is the new word of mouth there, dingle fuck. That's a new word. Anyway, guys, social media, post valuable content. When I say use social media to get more eyeballs, and I'm camping on this for a while because this is the lowest hanging fruit. All right. Valuable content is not, hey, it's February and I'm broke and we're offering work for 10% off because that's what a lot of you guys do. Like this time of year, it's funny. This is when a lot of you guys start using social media. You don't do dick through the whole year. And then the slow winter season, holiday season comes and there's all these like ads that you're putting on your Facebook page. Okay. And you've done nothing to build your value. Nobody gives a shit. That's why when I look at them and I go to your profiles and I look, all right. That's why you have one like, and it was your office manager. Okay. Nobody gives a shit. They want things that are valuable to them. All right. In a past video, one of our coaches, Micah, did a whole thing on how to, what was that thing? You edited the video, build a Christmas tree out of what? Wood? He made some wood Christmas tree decoration thing. It's relevant to the season. He added value to people. All right. And it blew up with business for him because he's relevant. Or maybe this time of year on your social media, you go, hey, this is my wife's recipe for XYZ, and everybody in our family loves it, and I thought I would share it with all of you as well. It's valuable content. This is what I'm talking about. Educate, add value, make their life easier. That's social media. All right, so build relationships. If you're a newer business, one of the greatest things you do in addition to social media, which is relationships, it's social, all right? Shake hands in the neighborhood, join networking groups, introduce yourself to other tradespeople. I've told the story thousands of times. You know, I painted stuff. If I saw a builder or remodeler truck drive by, I pulled out my little handheld supercomputer and I dialed the number and I said, hey, are you the guy on Route 59 in the blah, blah, blah van? Yeah. Hey, you build stuff. I happen to paint stuff. I thought we should know each other. That one phone call was at least $500,000 of repeat business every year with that builder, that remodeler that I picked up. Simply by doing that, we built a relationship. All right. The more relationships you build, the easier it's going to be to grow your business. Okay. And then as you become more profitable with this low-hanging fruit, your database, you know, social media, building relationships, all those things that we've talked about, then you can start adding on some other things. Obviously, you should have a great website and the shit we've talked about here before. So these few actions that I've shared with you guys will help you succeed faster as a contractor. Another video to help you win more I would love for you to check out is how I'd start a contracting business with less than $5,000. Hit that link. Check it out. You guys rock. I gotta roll. I'm out.